In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel of this blessed Sunday, we hear the Lord rejoicing with the Holy Spirit, and He was saying, "You have hidden," He was praising the Father, saying to Him, "You have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, and revealed them to babies." So, what are these things hidden from those wise and prudent people? It is everything related to God and His salvation and His redemptive act. So who are those wise people who are rejected from God? Is there any wisdom that is not acceptable by God? Yes, there are many occasions in the Bible where we hear about certain kinds of wisdom which was rejected by God. Let us review and see what these kinds of these rejected wisdom. The first kind of wisdom is the worldly wisdom, while rejecting the knowledge of God. We see this happening around us now. The people are now more knowledgeable. They know more, they study more, but actually they know God less. They are fond of acquiring more knowledge to be wise according to men's understanding of wisdom. But the knowledge of God is more and more is away from their minds. They don't want even to keep it in their knowledge. That's why this kind of wisdom is not only hated and rejected by God, but also it will carry in itself its own punishment. We hear God saying, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting." We see the people now with the advance in science and technology and knowledge, they go back and do even what the animals cannot do. Having these relationships between men and men and women and women, even now we can see these kinds of الأنواع المختلفة يعني من الشذوذ that we see it. We see even people have relationships with animals. What happened to those people? It is exactly what happened. They only were focused on acquiring wisdom according to the world, but they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. This is a kind of wisdom that God reject, and it will carry in itself its seed for destruction. The second kind of wisdom that is hated and rejected by God is the wisdom associated with envy and self-seeking. This is the kind of wisdom that the people, when they have it and they are envious and this everybody is seeking himself, this is the kind of wisdom that destroys churches and divides it over its own. This is the kind of wisdom that destroys houses and also make the houses divided. Why? Because people are knowledgeable and they assume that they know what is right, but meanwhile, their hearts are full of envy and self-seeking. So here St. James is rebuking those people, saying to them, "But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic." So this kind of wisdom, where the people are, yes, wise, they can give you a good counsel, but at the end of the day, their heart is envious, and everybody is seeking his own. St. James called this kind of wisdom that is earthly, sensual, and demonic. It is from Satan himself. Even if this person might be called wise in his own house or in his own church, according to St. James, his wisdom is satanic, it's demonic, it is not from above. Another kind of rejected wisdom is wisdom in one's own eyes. Look here what King Solomon is saying about those people who are wise in their own eyes. "Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him." There is more hope in a man who is to be called a fool than a person who is wise in his own eyes. Who are those people who are wise in their own eyes? Those are the people who reject counsel. They do not like to be corrected. They know in their minds that they know everything. Even they know more than what everybody around them know. No one will exceed or surpass them in their understanding. They feel like everybody is mistaken around them. They are the only wise people living on earth. Those people, King Solomon is saying that we have hope in the fool more than them, because the fool might turn and ask counsel, and by which they will be wise. But those people will never come to receive counsel. They only seek approvals. They go to ask while they already made up their minds what they are going to do. They only go and ask for, get me an approval or you will be my enemy. This is how those people who are wise in their own eyes, they go and behave in their lives. This kind of wisdom, even if those people have attained the highest wisdom possible, is still rejected from God, not acceptable, will lead to destruction. Another kind of rejected wisdom is what is we hear about it, an overly wise person. How a person would be overly wise? Hear this in the book of Ecclesiastes. Do not be overly righteous, nor be overly wise. Why should you destroy yourself? How can a person be overly wise? Those people who think that they can help God. If God is not to do what should be done, then let us go and help him. You know who was a righteous person but actually behaved in this way in the Old Testament? It was Sarah, the wife of Abraham. She assumed that she will be helping God in fulfilling his plan that God, Abraham should have a son. Then let us go and help him. Let us go and help God. Abraham, go and take Hagar and marry her and get a son, so the promise of God is going to be fulfilled. Some of us sometimes assume that we are helping God in fulfilling his plan. We are saying that this is the good end, but the means are corrupted. We say maybe for the sake of maybe building something in the church, we go and seek after the people's money in a way which is not righteous, does not fulfill God's plan in the life of the church. Hear what we are doing. We are overly wise. We assume that we are doing what is good, even if the means are not good, are corruptible. This kind of overly wise behavior is rejected from God. You submit to him. You wait upon him, and he will deliver you. The last kind of this rejected wisdom, subject of our meditation today, is when we learn and never live. We hear sermons over and over and over and over, and it was never put in action. Look here what St. Paul is instructing his disciple Timothy about those people who always learn and never live. Speaking about them, saying, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Always learning. How many times, how many sermons we heard about the importance of the sacrament of confession? How many times we put on our heart that we really are serious in doing this? How many times we heard about this being serious in life and taking things which is to God very seriously? How many times we heard about the importance of prayers or reading the Bible? And all of these things did not exceed the level of our ears. It just came from here and went from here. How many times we heard about that we should ask and seek for counsel? We should not go and do things according to what is pleasing to us. But we have learned it and we never lived. We never came to the knowledge of the truth. So, any one of us now can give a sermon about love and how love do not envy and how love is kind. But when it comes to living what we say, we do not apply this. This kind of wisdom where we learn and read, we are very knowledgeable, we can know a lot of things in the Bible, but we are like, even do not try to live this, we will be judged at those people who are wise in knowledge what is related to God. We learn, but we never came to the knowledge of the truth. We never applied what we heard. We never were serious in really living what we learned in the church. So today, not every wisdom is approved from God. Not every knowledge is making God like to be happy with us. So we have to review ourselves. Are we counted among those people who are wise and prudent, but meanwhile they are rejected? Are we among those people that God thinks are not revealed to us because we have acquired a rejected form of wisdom. Let us review this, my brethren, in our minds, and we think about it. These are the kinds of rejected wisdom that God is telling about. We should not acquire any of these. The worldly wisdom while rejecting the knowledge of God. Wisdom associated with envy and self-seeking. Wisdom in one's own eyes, being overly wise and learning always and never living what we learn. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.